I've been a Christian for 27 years now. And there's been sort of an evolution in my way that I've perceived God. And when I pray, I always bring myself before the person of God. I was first a Christian, I would sort of go before the Father on the throne, and he was quite far away. And then, you know, there was a season where I just was on his lap when I talked to him. And in the last season, I look at God and he smiles at me. And when I talk to him and he talks to me, I sense his smile over my life. But I'm moving to a place where all I can see is his eyes. And his eyes are on fire. There's a difference in the level of passion that I'm sensing. It's almost like an urgency in the things that he's showing me and the things that I see about his face, because it's about something that's very, very deep in his heart. It's about things that I've never seen. It's about a fire that burns up and shakes the things that cannot be shaken. It shakes until there's only a purity. And I think that if we could just see the fire in his eyes, if we could just somehow just see the fire in his eyes, purity. There's a difference in the level of passion that I'm sensing. It's almost like an urgency in the things that he's showing me and the things that I see about his face, because it's about something that's very, very deep in his heart. It's about things that I've never seen. It's about a fire that burns up and shakes the things that cannot be shaken. It shakes until there's only a purity. And I think that's about something that's very, very deep in his heart. It's about things that I've never seen. It's about a fire that burns up and shakes the things that cannot be shaken. It shakes until there's only a purity. And I think that face, because it's about something that's very, very deep in his heart. It's about in the level of passion that I'm sensing. It's almost like an urgency in the things that he's showing me and the things that I see about his face, because it's about something that's very, very deep in his heart. It's about things that I've never seen. It's about a fire that burns up and shakes the things that cannot be shaken. It shakes until there's only a purity. And I think that it's about something